This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have our returning guest. His name is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure. And we love having you on as a repeat guest. We love hearing about BioLargo. What I'd like to do is dive right in here. So I know you guys have been working on a national purchasing agreement with leading waste companies. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I sure can. You know, that's one of the items that everyone's keenly focused on. When's that thing going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. As you recall, we launched our Cupertine Clean product last May, a year ago May. And we've been doing trials all around the country with some of the leading service providers in the waste handling industry, literally in the world. We've been marketing aggressively through their trade associations. We've participated in charity events and really gone out to the marketplace to make sure that we educate that market about what we know to be the number one performer for industrial odor control known to the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a guarantee of satisfaction, unconditional. And the trials have just been incredible. You know, you've probably seen some of the posts on our social media, and it's not just a couple, it's a lot. And it's all varieties of applications, from landfills to materials recovery facilities, medical waste even, composting. It's just a wide array. And, of course, remember the concept is wherever there's a material, organic material that has decay, then there's a release of these volatile organic compounds, which are gases. And when those gases come off, they smell really bad, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
So what we decided to do as a company is to, especially given the nature of our business and where we're at, we decided that the most expedient route would be to focus on what we call national accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, national accounts are companies that have multi locations, whether regional or national, that represent a buying group where if we know we get in and we prove our value, that we come out with an approved vendor status, a supplier agreement, that really is a major milestone or a barrier to entry to kind of get out of the way as you go out and position the product for adoption across the system.
Okay.
And that's right. So that's what we've been doing. Now, there's not just one, there's a bunch. And the good news is that we are winning. We're winning because the products are just so great. And of course, we stand behind it unconditionally. And so the challenge really is all marketing. It's about marketing and education, how to use it, how does it work, is it safe, do you deploy it properly, right? How do you make it useful for the customer?
Mm-hmm.
How do you justify economic payback, right? Is it cost effective? That's what we've been doing.
Excellent.
And so I'm pleased to announce that there's multiple opportunities like that that all are pointing to success. So we're very excited that this milestone of sort of knocking out one of the major barriers. If you think about it from a selling perspective, you know, when you knock on the door of a potential client, the first question they ask is are you approved at corporate?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. Getting approved at corporate as a reliable, safe, dependable value offering that enables these locations all over the country to participate. And the size is, you know, really wide ranging. We've got some of these accounts have 30 or 40 accounts. Some are as many as 500 and 600 locations. And so our target is that customer profile. And so it's a little longer, a little slower, a little more difficult. But we think the combination of really investing time to become a known and trusted ally with a great product and a great value is the kind of activity that we should focus on because it builds mass. And it has a significant opportunity for commercial significance for BioLargo. So we're pretty excited about that.
Exceptional. My guest again today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Now, Dennis, I know we talked about this product in the past here for Clyria. For our listeners that have, you know, didn't get a chance to hear one of your previous episodes here, can you tell us what Clyria will do and how close you guys are coming to market with that product?
This is just an incredible asset and opportunity for BioLargo, and it's taken us years of just grinding away, if you will, to really again, as we say, it's a technical advance for Clyra Medical. And Clyra Medical has developed a series of products that we believe are highly disruptive, have a significant value offering for healing or assisting in the healing of infected wounds. Okay, so this is wow. This is things like diabetic ulcers where, you know, literally people are suffering. It's a very common disorder or disease that's contracted by seniors as circulation is impaired and their immune systems are less robust, right?
Mm-hmm.
They become highly susceptible to these types of wounds. Basically, you're talking about wounds that won't heal, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
So this is a very, very technical challenge. It's also a very high value proposition. It's a well-established marketplace in the multi-billions. And what we knew years ago was that we had an opportunity to enter into that market with a disruptive value proposition that we believe will dislodge competitors.
Okay.
Right? So why? Well, because it's better. Okay? And better means what? Well, in this market, better generally means effective, means it mm-hmm. has an antimicrobial action. And it provides that antimicrobial action to heal an infected wound without damaging skin. So that's called a no cytotox claim, right?
Uh-huh.
And so in our designs, we've had the chance to prove those claims at a level now sufficient to begin entering into the FDA approval process. So we're slated to do that in the near future. We'd always targeted something like the July of 2017 timeframe because there's a series of data points that have to be gathered by third-party experts in the space.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're going to beat that schedule, by the way. So we're really pushing to make applications, see those products find their way into the regulatory approval track. Now, we are pursuing what's called a 510K. 510K is a medical device, and the basic premise of a 510K is that this is a design that relies upon data and knowledge and ingredients that have a substantial equivalency to designs and products and ingredients that have already been well accepted by the regulatory and by the marketplace.
Okay.
Okay. So this is not like a new drug, for example. That would be a much more difficult and higher risk proposition.
And much lengthier.
Very expensive as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pursuing a 510K track for regulatory approval. What then happens is once you get through that track, that process is not less than 90 days. It could be as much as 180 days, depending on whether you get comments from the FDA. And we're, of course, hoping for the shorter. But as that occurs, what the signaling that occurs is that these product designs have been well vetted scientifically by third-party experts and now are prepared to be successful in the marketplace. You may recall that we brought in an investor about a year ago, the Stroman family out of Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
who are high impact investors. In fact, their fund is called Sanatio, and Sanatio is Latin for the cure.
Okay.
And so their motive is to be high value, high impact for good. And it matches perfectly with BioLargo's key slogan that we make life better, right? This is another way that we take great science and well-engineered design, and we go into the marketplace to make life better. And in this case, healing wounds that otherwise might not heal certainly makes life better. So with that
capital, couldn't agree more.
Right on. With that capital, we've been able to now invest with some of the best in the world to finish that design, gather the data, chart a course, develop a key strategy, and we are now really knocking on the door of taking that product to market. I think from a value perspective, it's going to be one of those assets that when people look back, Many people will see that as potentially one of the most valuable assets in the BioLargo portfolio. And we chose some time ago to really take a low profile. And the low profile is intentional. We believe that we needed to get that work done, take it from idea to product reality, and then the next step, of course, is regulatory approval. And so this is something, it goes way back to even the genesis of the creation of BioLargo and its core technology by Ken Code, you know, on his journey to keep his dad safe from nosocomial or hospital-related infections. It goes way back to more than a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And now here we come, loaded for bear, great product, purposeful design, and we think the market's just going to love this product. So we're very excited.
Absolutely. That's definitely exciting news coming from the BioLargo camp here. Again, my guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated, and they're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Now, another one of BioLargo's claim to fame is your water technology. So you guys are going to be monetizing your products here soon. How do you guys plan on going about that?
That's a great question. You know, the water, most observers who've been watching BioLargo believe that, remember, we're a science and technology company,
mm-hmm.
right? What are we really good at? We're really good at invention, you know, finding the sort of the spot to invest time, energy, and money and talent and innovation to develop a tool, a technology, a product that can make an impact in the world for good. I mean, that's what we do. And that's hence our slogan, we make life better. Mm-hmm. Water's a natural extension of that. I mean, the water industry at a global level is just getting increased attention. It is industry is continuing to consume and produce high volumes of contaminated water. In some markets, there's shortages of water, whether it's drought or otherwise, right? And so it's become a highly value proposition that if you can take waste streams and convert them to usable water in a recycle reuse program, that's a high value proposition. Okay. Our water invention, we believe and we know to be the cutting edge of advanced water treatment. It's won a number of international awards as the sort of the cutting edge. And you may recall that we've proven the data sets in our proof of claim trials, and now our alpha unit that was delivered last August. We're now deep in the weeds to present a beta. The beta is sort of the last step for a commercial design.
Right.
And so now at this stage, we're in the process of evaluating a whole series of strategic relationships, whether that's customers, partners, manufacturing partners, go-to-market partners like engineering firms, supply chain partners. And there's even some opportunities that we're pursuing and taking a deep dive into that present, an integrated suite where our technology becomes a component in a full-blown system. And that system comes to bear to serve a client to deliver, you know, quality, clean water at an affordable price, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very dynamic. Now, we'll have our symposium again this next summer, coming up in August. At that, we'd like to present the full beta. We believe that will be a moment where we can present the design that's, quote, qualified to go to market. We'd like to develop some of these strategic relationships sooner than later. We had put out some information in our filings as well as in interviews that we're working with a number of engineering groups where we're doing actual client trials. So that means we're working on client water. Most of it's proof of claim work. It's not necessarily full-scale engineered design. But we're tackling some very difficult contaminants like wastewater from a municipal water system or an industrial waste stream from a food processing plant or poultry process water where they're washing carcasses with highly concentrated salmonella, you know, and washing, yeah, really interesting projects. And here's the thing, in some of those applications, the current design is of sufficient scale to be qualified to go into the marketplace to handle that challenge. In others, like a municipal wastewater treatment plant, there's scale-up work to do, okay? So what we've done is we've cast a pretty broad net. We've narrowed in on waste streams, We have opportunities that are really interesting, like the ballast water treatment, which is this global marketplace that's in great flux. You may recall that we were just recently interviewed as a key contender and influencer in the global ballast water treatment industry. That's an emerging industry pegged at about a $50 billion global market. And so as we study markets like that, we know that our science and our engineering designs represent sort of the best of class, sort of the best available technology. That means we do a job that others can't do, and we do it at a cost that's so low that sometimes it's even hard to believe. Okay, and that's one of our challenges, right? It's one of our challenges. So what we're doing now is we're picking those spots where we're lining up the partners, the talent, the pool, the capital, the tools necessary to go into those markets and compete. It's very fluid. It's very big. And from a science and engineering perspective, we just get incredibly excited because we know that we've got the low cost, high efficiency, cutting edge clean water treatment technology to provide for the world. And as we say, we can certainly make life better with clean water. So we're pretty excited about that too.
Exceptional. So pretty much like the stars and the planets are starting to align for BioLargo, it sounds like, in the long and the short of it.
It's a great time. You know, this is a breakthrough year for us. We've been at it a while. I'd say the adoption cycles and the barriers to entry are longer and bigger than people can imagine. And I think as we say, never say die. We keep showing up, and we keep showing up with great innovation and a testament to our purpose. And, of course, we're thankful for the shareholder support. BioLargo is one of these companies we believe that you really want to give a chance to mature and prosper, because the tentacles of commercial opportunity are so big and so vast. And so the challenge for us is to narrow the focus where we can execute, where we've got the tools to succeed. And the beauty is the inventor. Now, remember, our company holds the invention, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the assets are accumulated here at BioLargo. And that asset pool, that intellectual property pool, is at our disposal, whether we are going to market today or whether we license it tomorrow. We continue to have the commercial opportunity captured at BioLargo. And that,
wow,
therein lies the value proposition that sometimes is lost. And I'll give you just one more example just to see how it comes full circle. We talked about doing wound care for years,
mm-hmm,
and we struggled. We struggled with the right strategy. We struggled with insufficient capital. We struggled with the natural barrier to entry. And so it's taken all this time, right, to achieve critical mass, find the right talent, develop the right strategy, put the right capital, wait for the timing of the market. And the timing of the market's really critical. There's a shift, a change afoot, okay? And there's, mm-hmm, there's some of the incumbent products are falling out of favor, okay? And as they fall out of favor, the market is yearning for something better. And so all of a sudden, all the dominoes fall in our favor. Time, money, capital, people, talent, strategy, right? Timing, yeah, in the market. That's the nature of our business. And frankly, it happens at every level. Same thing in the odor. You know, we started in the consumer products. Who would have thought, you know, literally 5 years later, we would find a marketplace where people actually care about, you know, hard to manage, high volume industrial odor, where the neighbors just simply don't want the smell from a landfill to encroach their community.
Right.
Okay. So that's the nature of BioLargo. I think it's one of the reasons to be incredibly excited. And when you peel the onion, you look at the intellectual property and the assets we're accumulating, we just think they're incredibly valuable. So we say, let's go to it and let's go make life better.
Amazing. Again, my guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. To find out more information about BioLargo Incorporated, you can visit their website by going to BioLargo.com. BioLargo.com. Their stock is trading around 49 to 50 cents a share, so talk to your broker today about BioLargo. Dennis, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. You're definitely one of our favorite guests. We love having you on, and we want to check back with you again very soon to just see how well BioLargo is going.
We're so thankful, and as we always say, go BioLargo.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.